We just learned the Mishnah, and Kudras Aladaf brings the Ran, who says that we do not find that the Rabbanan forbade eating at a table where a guy is eating pork or other forbidden foods, and he offers the following reason as to why we're so machmir b'basa b'chalaf, as we said here in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan were particularly concerned about basa b'chalaf and mixing the two together, since each food by itself is really mutter. Non-kosher meat, however, is something that one is always isolated from and never partakes of. Therefore, the Rabbanan were not so concerned that a person may mistakenly eat it if it was on his table. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Tof Mem Psif Gimel in Hilchas Pesach, Aser is eating a meal during Pesach at the same table where a guy is eating chametz. The Shach asks, why according to this Ran, who says that the safeguard of our Mishnah is limited to basa b'chalav, is it Aser to eat a meal during Pesach at a table where a guy is eating chametz? The Yad Yehuda in Yerodea Simen Peches Sifkut and Beis answers that more precautions must be taken regarding the Isra of chametz on Pesach than regarding other Isurim, since one is accustomed to eating bread throughout the year, Le Bedili Mine. Therefore, we have to be machmir by chametz as well as by basa b'chalav. But by other cases, we don't have to be machmir as much. Daf Kuf Dalad V'Gemara. The meat of an oif, of a chicken, is aser mid araisa to cook with milk. This is not like Rabbi Akiva, who says oif is only aser mid rabbanan. Oif b'chalav is only aser mid rabbanan. If a person makes a neder not to eat vegetables, he is still allowed to eat d'luin. This is a suffic vegetable, but it is not included in kalashin b'nei adam. The halacha is that one must take off challah when he or she bakes bread, and only a kayan can eat challah, but a zar cannot eat it min rabbanan. So if a kayan is eating challah, he can eat it at the same table as a zar, since this isser of eating challah is only aser min rabbanan. Taisus explains that the chiyav to take off challah midaraisa is really only in Eretz Yisrael, since the pasuk says v'achaltam milechem ha'aretz. The Rambam, by the way, says that today, even in Eretz Yisrael, there is no chiyav midaraisa to take off challah. But midrabbanan, the chiyav to take off challah today is even in Chutz La'aretz, so that people don't forget the mitzvah of taking off challah. We paskin that the isra basar oif b'chalav is only an isra midrabbanan, and the gzeira is only regarding achila, not bishul and not hana. In fact, the Rambam says that anyone who says that basar oif b'chalav is aser midaraisa is oivram bal taisif. But the Pischei Tshuva in Yerodea Simen Pei Zayin Siftas says from the Levush that it is aser to eat fish and milk together today because of sakana. But the Chasam Sefer says fish together with milk is not aser. The Mishnah. Beis Shammai says it's okay to put basar oif on a table with cheese as long as we don't eat them together. Beis Hillel says it's aser. Rabbi Yossi says this is one of the few places where Beis Hillel is the machmir and Beis Shammai is the mekel. And when we say table, we mean a table that people eat from. But for preparation purposes, this would be mutter. The Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says there are six places where Beis Hillel is the machmir and Beis Shammai is the mekel. Rashi says there's really more than six places, but these are the ones Rabbi Yossi held of. The Gemara asks, why does the Tana come later and quote Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? More answers, call Omer Dover B'Shem Omre, Mevi Geula Le'Olam. Any person who quotes something in the name of the person who originally said it brings a Geula to the world. Shneimer, like we learn by Mordechai, V'Tomer Esther Lemelech B'Shem Mordechai. Esther told over to the king the story with big son of Asheresh, B'Shem Mordechai, and therefore later on that came back to be a Geula for Klal Yisrael, because when Achashverosh couldn't sleep, they read from the Sefer Hazikaran what exactly had happened, and it was because Esther had said at B'Shem Imre that the Geula of Purim occurred. Beis Shammai says after eating cheese, one is mechuyev to do hadacha, to clean his mouth before eating meat. Beis Hillel says, kinuach, just rinsing is okay. Others say you need to eat a piece of bread before eating meat. And the halacha is that the mouth can be cleaned with anything, except something soft like vegetables, since these don't really clean the mouth, but rather they stick to the palate. Daf Kufei. If a person ate meat, how long must he wait before eating cheese? Rashi, by the way, says, since gravy and fat of the meat stay in the mouth for a long time, that's why a person has to wait before eating cheese. Marukva said, I am not as machmir as my father on this subject, since he, if he ate meat today at 3 p.m., he would not eat cheese until tomorrow, while I wouldn't eat cheese only until my next meal. As we mentioned, Rashi explains that the reason a person must wait after eating meat before eating cheese is that meat is fatty, and it emits a very strong taste that remains in the mouth for a long period of time after the meal. According to Rashi, however, if one just puts a piece of meat in his mouth for a second, just to chew on it for a baby, for example, then he doesn't have to wait 6 hours before eating milchik, because merely chewing the meat does not leave the residue and doesn't produce a lasting taste in one's mouth. The Rambam, however, gives a different reason for waiting a period of time before eating milchik. He says it's because pieces of meat get stuck in a person's teeth. Accordingly, one must wait the required 6 hours, even if he only chewed the meat for a baby, but didn't actually eat it. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, Simen Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, says that if someone eats meat, even oif, he should not eat cheese afterwards. The Rush and the Rambam in Perak Tes, Mecholas Asures, Halacha Chavches, says that the amount of time that a person should wait is 6 hours, based on the concept of Marukva, of not eating cheese until the next meal. In those days they used to have only 2 meals a day, and the time between the 2 meals is 6 hours. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that you have to wait 6 hours, but the Ramah says one only needs to wait 1 hour, but later on he says it's better to be machmer and wait 6 hours. And the Taz also paskins like this, that 6 hours is the shear that one must wait after eating meat before having something which is milchik. And by the way, by chicken, we're machmer, just like by meat, to wait 6 hours before having cheese. The Gemara, however, says that if someone eats cheese, he can eat meat afterwards, but he must wash out his mouth and clean off his hands. In other words, he doesn't have to wait the 6 hours. But the Rambam and the Mechaber say that this is only needed by meat, not by chicken. The Ramah says that by certain kinds of hard cheese, which is cheese that's fermented, one must also wait 6 hours before eating meat, but he says some don't hold of this chumer. If a person checks his nechasim every day, he will manage to maintain his property with a lot of wealth. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to wash netilas yadayim, as we refer to as mayim rishayim, before we eat. Mayim achrayim is also a chiv, but washing in the middle of a meal, that's a rishus. Netilas yadayim can be done with warm or cold water, but the achrayim say that it must be done only with cold water. If someone wants to eat something cooked with meat, and then eat something that's cooked with cheese, it's suggested that he washes his hands, but it's not required. If one wants to eat actual cheese, there's a chiyuv to wash one's hands. The Ramah in Simen Pei Tes says that we're machmer not to eat cheese, even after just eating something cooked with meat. If we have a tafshil cooked in a fleishige pot, but there's no actual meat in the pot, then it's mutter to eat cheese afterwards. The Ramah says that between fish and meat, one should wash his hands or eat something. This is where the minig of l'chaim, for example, on Shabbos came from, to drink something strong in between the fish and the meat. Mayim achrayim is a chiyuv, since we're chayshish for melach sedaimis, which could be a very big sakana. He may get some of this on his hands, then touch his eyes, which could be a sakana. Finally, a person shouldn't eat a vegetable from the farmer's bundle, because it can make him susceptible to kishuf, which can cause stomach problems. Tafkufav. Rabbi Dibi said because a person wasn't makpid to wash netilas yadayim properly, he was nichshel in eating basar chazir. What was the story that this is referring to? There was a storekeeper who gave kashera meat to Jews who shot by him, and when he saw that it was a guy, he gave him treif of meat. Once the Yehudi came to eat by him, and since this Yehudi didn't wash netilas yadayim, the grocer gave him treif of meat to eat, because he thought that he was a guy. Because a person didn't wash mayim achrayim, it caused someone to divorce his wife. Some say it caused the person to actually kill his wife. What was that story? People gave money to a man to watch who gave this money to his wife. When these certain ganovim noticed that this man's mouth was covered with a colored cereal because he hadn't washed mayim achrayim and cleaned off his mustache, they went to the wife and said, "Your husband said that you should give us the money that you're holding. And in fact, the siman is that you ate this certain color cereal for breakfast." So she gave him the money, and when the husband heard all about the blunder that she made, he killed her. The Gemara says if water is dirty, and you wouldn't give it to an animal to drink, then it's not roy for netilas yadayim either. From an esmachta by a zav, we learn that netilas yadayim is min ha-tayra. Others say the purpose of netilas yadayim is for cleanliness reasons. We learn 3 halachas regarding netila. Number 1, there is no netila on peiros. Number 2, there is no zimun on peiros. And number 3, if 2 people eat, there is a mitzvah for each to make their own bracha achrayna. Unless one person doesn't know how to make the bracha achrayna, then he can be yaitse with the other person's bracha achrayna. Netilas yadayim by chulin is until the middle of the finger, but for truma, it's till the knuckle. Finally, Rav says that if someone wants, he can wash Netilas Yadayim for breakfast, and have in mind that this Netilas should be good for the entire day, for example, if he's traveling on a trip, as long as he's careful not to get his hands dirty or tummy. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Samach Dalet Sif Aleph writes that if a person does as Rav advised, he washes Netilas Yadayim in the morning and stipulates that it should be effective for later on during the day, and then he finds water available at that location where he decides to eat, he should preferably wash again. However, he must wash without a bracha, since he had already washed in the morning, and he had in mind that that should be good for the whole day. The Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim, Simen Chof Bei, Sifkat and Lamed, suggest that in such a case, a person shouldn't just wash, but he should deliberately dirty his hands or go to the bathroom. This would serve to nullify the early Netilas Yadayim, and would enable him to recite the bracha on Netilas Yadayim when he washes for the meal in this place that he now ends up. Taf Kof Zayin. If an irrigation pipe has a regular flow of water, he can't use this for netila, since the water is not coming mikayach gavra, because it's coming all by itself, unless the person does something with his own kayach. The Rabbanim were misaken that a person has to use a keli to do netila sedayim, and one needs to use at least a revius of water for netila, but two people could share one revius. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even though rechitza is osur on Yom Kippur, it is mutter for a woman to wash a hand if she has to give food to her children. The halacha is that even if someone feeds you, you are still mechuyav to do netilas yadayim, but the one who feeds the food does not have to do netila. The Mishnah. A person can wrap meat and cheese together in the same handkerchief as long as they don't touch each other. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, two hotel guests, one who eats cheese and one who eats meat, can eat at the same table, and we're not cheshish, they'll eat from each other. Gemara. The heter of hotel guests is only if they don't know each other. But if they are friends, they cannot eat at the same table, since we're afraid that they'll accidentally share the food. Taisus in Divrei HaMaschil, Kein Tfisa, says that even two people who know each other are permitted to eat meat and milk at the same table as long as they place a heker, something to remind them between them, some kind of an item in between them, to alert them not to eat from each other's food. That goes Ashri comments that the item must be something which isn't normally used. For example, if one takes the loaf of bread and puts it as a heker, that's not good, because that belongs on the table. There is a similar halacha with regard to a nida. If a woman is a nida, there is a Isur Derabanan, which says that she and her husband are not allowed to eat at the same table without a heker between them, to remind them not to mistakenly act intimately. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, and the Pesachei Tshuva, Simen Peches, Sif Katan, Dalet. Finally, although it's usher to wash clothing on Chol HaMoed, if a person has only one beged and it gets dirty, he can wash it. Daf Kuf Ches, the Mishnah. A drop of milk which fell onto a piece of meat in a pot, if there is enough milk to leave a taste of milk on the piece of meat, in other words, it's nice and tam, i.e. there isn't 60 times the piece of meat over the milk, or said another way, the milk is more than 1/60th of the meat, so therefore the milk is not bottled to the meat, then the piece of meat becomes usser as basar b'cholof, chaticha nasa nevela. But if he was mixing the pot as the tipas cholof fell, it didn't just fall onto a piece of meat, he was mixing the pot at the time the drop of milk fell onto the piece of meat, all the meat within the pot, then we can use the entire pot of meat in the cheshbon. So if there is at least 60 times meat in the entire pot versus the milk, we say the milk is batel to the meat. It's batel b'shishim, and the meat remains mutter. But if there isn't that much meat, and at least 1/60th of the new mixture is milk, then the entire pot of meat becomes usser. Taisus on Daf Kuf Amar Aleph brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that this concept of chaticha atzma nasa nevela only applies to the isser of basar b'cholov, not to other isurim. Rabbeinu Tam, however, says that the principle of chaticha nasa nevela applies not only to basar b'cholov, but to other isurim as well. Gemara. Abaye says that just like basar b'cholov has a halacha of nais and tam, so too by other isurim they can be measured with nais and tam, and we could say tam ki ikar. According to Rava, you cannot compare basar b'cholov to any other isur. Rav says if milk falls onto one piece of meat, and the milk is not batel, we say chaticha atzma nasa nevela, and even if there is 100 pieces of meat, they all become usser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since min b'minai lay batel. But if you have meat and potatoes, min b'she'en aminai, so here we can be mekel. since kol shehu bin b'minai the davar acher, solak es minai k'misha ena minai. You take away the minai as if it doesn't exist, and what's left is min versus ena minai. If milk falls onto a piece of meat, and there is no shishim k'neged the milk, is it possible to say efshar l'seichta is mutter, i.e. that further cooking can squeeze out, can be seichet, can squeeze out the milk from the piece of meat, so all the other pieces of meat together can be mevatel this milk. Do we say that or not? Rav holds efshar l'seichta is aser, so the first piece of meat becomes chaticha nasa nevela, and all other meat becomes aser. But Shmuel holds efshar l'seichta is mutter. If a piece of meat falls into a pot of bubbling hot milk, the milk gets absorbed in the meat, it's by Leah, but does not give out, it's not pilot the milk back into the pot. Mivla bala miflat leipalat. But if the milk isn't bubbly hot, we say that the meat absorbs the milk, and it comes out as well. Tosfos here says that one who is kashering a keli, the pot used to hold the treifa keli, must be big enough to be mevatel the treifa keli. If someone eats a chatzi zayis of meat together with a chatzi zayis of milk, which were cooked together, Rav says he gets malchus for the achila. One half plus one half is equal to one kezayis. But he gets no malchus for cooking the basar b'chalav. Levi argues and says that he gets malchus for cooking as well. The machlokes of efshar l'seichta is really a machlokes tanayim as well, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minai le'batel, chaticha atzmanas nevela, and the Rabbanan hold that the entire pot can be used to be mevatel the drop of meat. Finally, the Chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda only applies if he wasn't mixing the pot when the drop of milk fell in. But if he was mixing it, we can use all the contents of the pot to be mevatel the drop of milk. Daf Kuftes. It's possible that this Machlokes Tanaim is not regarding Efshar L'Seichta, but rather regarding Min B'Minai, whether Min B'Minai can be batel or not. The next Mishnah. The kechal, which is the udder of the animal, when it's filled with milk, if you want to eat the meat of the kechal, you must rip it open and let the milk out. If he didn't tear it, but he cooked it with the milk still inside, b'diavad, there was no malchus for eating or cooking. The same halacha applies to a heart of a chicken regarding the blood. Gemara. The milk of the kechal is mutter to eat, even l'chatchila, since as long as it didn't leave the kechal yet, it isn't like real milk yet. Gemara asks, how does one tear the kechal? My answer is both vertically and horizontally, shasi v'erif, and then you're supposed to press it against the wall in order to squeeze the milk out of it. Yalsa, the wife of Reb Nachman, said, called the Usser Rachmana, Sharalan Kavase. For each Isser in the Torah, there is a parallel case, which is mutter. For example, blood is Usser to eat, but the liver, which is really full of blood, is mutter. And Chelev Behema is Usser, but Chelev Chaya is mutter. Rabbi Chisda noticed that Rami Bar Tamri wasn't wearing tefillin because he had a stomach illness which pottered him from wearing tefillin, i.e. he would have to keep taking the tefillin off in order to use the bathroom. And he wasn't wearing tzitzis because it was a talis she'ula, it was a borrowed beged, and a talis she'ula is potter from tzitzis for 30 days. Rabbi Notam learns from this gemara, but stam she'ula is for 30 days. In other words, if a person borrows an item without specifying a particular amount of time that he's keeping it for, he can keep it for 30 days. If a person borrows a talis which has no tzitzis in it, the Mechaber in Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel, says that he's potter to put tzitzis on them, since the pasuk says kisus cha, it has to belong to you. But after 30 days, Mid Rabbanan, even if it doesn't belong to him, a person must still put tzitzis inside the beged. And Taisvus here says that although a person has no chiyuv to make a bracha on a talis she'ula, he can make a bracha if he wants to. The Mechaber, however, says that if someone borrows a beged with tzitzis for the purpose of mitzvah tzitzis, he should make a bracha anyway, since people will usually lend a talis as a matana al menas lahachzer. That's what a person normally, if a person borrows a talis, the person who's giving it to him gives it to him as a matana al menas lahachzer. So since it's a matana for a few moments, it's like his, and therefore a bracha is needed. In fact, the Rush says that one could use his friend's talis even without his knowledge, because the assumption is nechale le'inish de'li'avid mitzvah b'memayne. A person is eager to have the mitzvah performed by somebody else with his possessions. The Rush says that even if one borrows his friend's talis without his knowledge, he still may make a bracha on the talis, because there's an unspoken understanding that his friend is willing to give him temporarily a matana al-manas lahachzer. But if a person borrows a friend's talis not for the mitzvah, but just for kavod hatzibur, for example, to get an aliyah in shul, then he should not make a bracha. However, if one borrows the shul's talis, the Prima Gadim says that he can make a bracha, since the talis was bought by the shul for the express purpose of doing mitzvahs in shul, whether it's for an aliyah or anything else. The Gemara says, any mitzvah saseh where the Torah describes a reward, for example, by Kibbut Avayim, it says, Arichas Yomim, Bez Din here cannot punish him for not being Mekayim, this mitzvah. The Gemara asks, is liver allowed to be cooked in a pot, since we know liver has a lot of blood in it, and once the person cooks, the blood comes out. It's Dam Shapirish. Dam Shapirish, any blood that comes out of any of the organs in the body, that Dam is considered Usser. Blood is only Mutter if it's still within inside the organ in the body. So what happens in the B'mitzias here is the blood comes out of the liver, Dam Shapirish, and then it gets absorbed back into the meat. So is this Mutter or not? Rav Zreika said, I cooked this for Rabami, and he ate it. Others say that it would be Usser if other pieces of meat were cooked together with the liver. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer said that a liver can only asser other things if it's cooked with it, but it can't become asser itself from blood. Rabbi Shmuel says it can become asser if it was stewed or spiced. For Shabbos, they used to prepare chasheva maicholim, since the pasuk in Yeshayon and Ches says they should do that, because it says, v'karas al Shabbos einig. If a liver was placed on a spit above other meat, the other meat stays mutter, since during the roasting process, the blood drips down from the liver and then slips off the other piece of meat below it. But if the kchal, the udder, is above meat, then the meat below it is asur, because there it doesn't just simply slip off. Others say the opposite. And they said, lahalacha, that in both cases, we're asur. It's asur to do this lechatchila, but it's mutter b'di'evin. The Gemara says a knife that was used for shechita, since the makam chatach, the place where the actual cutting on the knife took place, since that place is hot, the knife absorbed blood, so you can't use this knife to cut hot meat, since the bliya of that cutting moment will go into the knife, and then it'll go back into this next piece of meat that you cut it with. But if you want to cut seinen, if you want to cut something that's cold, it's probably mutter if the meat was washed. If meat was salted on a plate, the plate absorbs bleus of blood from the meat. In other words, because of the whole salting process, Shmuel says that salting process is the same thing as heat. Meliach harehu kireiseach, and kavush harehu kamevushel. Something which is salted is equivalent to something which is hot, and therefore things can be absorbed. And something which is kavush, which is pickled or which is soaked, that's considered like mevushel. So you can't put hot food on the plate, since it will absorb the blood. The Gemara says a pot that was used to cook meat cannot be used to cook milk. And if you did, it has a tam basar, and therefore it's asar. The Gemara asks, hot fish that was placed on a fleishiga plate, can you now eat this fish with kutach? Kutach is a milk sauce. Rav says that it's asar to eat it with milk, since the fish has absorbed the tam basar, i.e. it was nice and tam. Shmuel says it's mutter, since it's nice and tam bar nice and tam. This is referred to in Shulchan Aruch as nat bar nat. The fish doesn't get a direct taste from the meat, but only a secondary taste of meat. In other words, the tam is derived from a different tam, nat bar nat, meat. The tam of the meat goes to the plate, and the tam of the plate, which has meat in it, now goes to the fish, so it's nat bar nat. It's a very weak taste, so a weak taste like that cannot create a tam of basar b'chalav. Rabbi Chiya said that the rule is, once one washes over bread in a suda, he doesn't have to make another bracha on anything else during that suda. Abaye says the halacha is that we paskin like Shmuel, that nat bar nat is mutter. By the case we mentioned of dogim sha'alu b'ka'ara, we say that it's mutter lo echlan b'kutach. However, the Gemara says that a radish which was cut with a fleishiga knife, that radish cannot be eaten with milk, since the radish is charif, it's sharp, and it now absorbs from the taste of the meat which is in the knife, not like a nat bar nat, a secondary taste, but it absorbs as a tam rishon, as a primary taste. Rashi says, since the radish is charif, the pressure of the knife pushes on something charif, and the duchka de sakin, the pressure of a knife, pushes it in more and makes it into a tam rishon. Taisa says that this halacha applies to other sharp vegetables as well, onions or garlic, for example. And he also says that even if the meat knife was not a ben yoimen, it wasn't used within the last 24 hours, the same halacha would apply with davar charef, that the duchka de sakina would cause the taste to go in more, and therefore we have to be more machmir than in a regular case. However, the Gemara says if one cuts a cucumber with a fleishiga knife, then he could eat the cucumber with kutach, he could eat it with something milchig. Since the cucumber is sweet, it doesn't absorb the meat taste from the knife the way something charef would. Afal pikein, one must be careful for something which is be'en, something real residue of meat from the knife, which is on the knife. In that case, even if a person cut the cucumber, then it would become fleishig. The cucumber would become fleishig. You wouldn't be able to eat it with something milchig. So the eitzah there would be to wipe off that spot. The Gemara says if something parav, for example, a kugel, was cooked in a fleishiger pot, according to Tosfos and most Rishonim, it can be eaten together with something milchig. However, according to Rashi, this part of a piece of kugel cannot be eaten together with milchig, because the heter of dogim sha'alu b'ka'ara only applies to part of a fish placed on a fleishiger keli. Then it would be okay to eat with kutach, with something milchig. But it would not apply to cooking something in a fleishiger keli. Lahalacha, the Raman Yeradeyasim inside a case of Bey says we're machmer lachatchila like the Shita of Rashi. But the Evid, if it got mixed up, we can be mekel. However, this chomer lachatchila of Rashi, of not eating this kugel, which was cooked in a fleishiger pot later on with something milchig, would only apply if the pot that it was cooked in is a ben yomer, i.e. it was used to cook fleishig within the past 24 hours. However, if this fleishiger pot is not a ben yomer, i.e. it hasn't been used, for example, for more than a few days, then part of a kugel which is cooked in this fleishiger pot, the kugel could be eaten even lachatchila with milchig, since the meat absorbed in the pot more than 24 hours ago is a tam pogum. It's a rancid type of a tam, which really isn't a real tam. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. It's mutter to put a jar of basar next to a jar of chalas in the same box, or on the same shelf, for example, in a refrigerator. The Rama says, and he paskins though, that it's better not to do this if it's possible, if we're afraid one thing will spill into the other. The halacha maliach harehu kereisach, that's something which is salted, is equivalent to two things that are heated together, is only if the salted items are so salty that they can't be eaten by a typical person stam, that it's eina nechal machmas molchet. Rabbeinu Tam says even regular items which are salted together have a chumra of maliach harehu kereisach. The Gemara says we should be careful not to put food kelim or bread under a piece of roasting meat, because blood will fall on these items and make them usser. Reb Nachman says, if fish and ifis were salted together, the fish become usser because they absorb blood from the ifis. And this is even if the salting is done in a keli menukaf, where there's holes for draining. Still, the fish absorbs in the taste because the skin of the fish are very thin, and since it absorbs, it becomes usser to eat. Rashi explains, even if we say aidi detarid, the niflat loibali, that when blood is being excreted, it cannot be absorbed. Normally we say by meat, when blood is being excreted from meat, it can't absorb anything going into it because the meat is busy excreting. But since fish excretes blood quicker than chicken, once the fish finishes excreting the blood, then at that moment it can absorb blood from the chicken, which takes longer to give off the blood from it. Shmuel says, Meliach harehu kareisach, v'kavush harehu kemevushal. Shmuel also says, we can only be sure that blood gets extracted from meat properly if it was salted very well and rinsed well, yafa yafa. The Rashba says yafa yafa means that it must be salted in every spot around the meat. And the meat must be rinsed twice, once a hadachar rishayna, which is before the salting takes place, and a second rinsing after the salting, which is referred to as hadachar achreina. The Shach and the Taz, Nerdeya Simen, Samach Tes, bring numerous reasons why we need hadachar rishayna. One reason is to wet the dry blood, otherwise salt cannot be maitzi dam yavesh, or to soften the meat. And Reb Dimi says that melicha should be done with thick salt, not with thin salt, and in fact the Rambam paskens lahalacha like this. Shmuel says we don't put meat that is salted on anything but a keli which is menukov, a keli that has holes. Otherwise the blood could be reabsorbed into the meat. The Mishnah. If cheese and chicken are put on the same table, there is no lav. The next Mishnah. Basar behema tahira b'cholav behema tahira have an isra bishol, and if they're cooked together, they're asar bahana. But basar behema tahira with cholav tamea, or vice versa, it's okay to cook them and they're mutter bahana. Of course they're asar to eat. Rabbi Kiva says, Chaya v'ayif have no isra minaraisa of basa v'chalav, since the pasuk says leisavashel gedi b'chalav imai, and it says it three times to exclude chaya, ayif, and behema, tameya. Gemara. Even though the pasuk says gedi, it comes to include other behemas as well. If a kayan is tame and eats truma, which is tahar, he's chayav misa b'dei shamayim. But if a kayan tahar eats truma tameya, he's not chayav misa. Finally, if someone cooks chelev with milk, it's a machlekes if we say that the isra of basa v'chalav can be chal on top of the isra of chelev, since otherwise it would be Isr Chal al Isr. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. If someone cooks meat not in real milk, but in Mei Chalav, the watery part of the milk, which is referred to as whey, he's putter. But it's still usher to do this. Also, blood cooked in milk is putter, since it's not Basar B'Chalav, it's Dam B'Chalav. Finally, if Pigol, Neiser, or Tameh are cooked in Chalav, then a person is Chayev. And regarding the Isr Basar B'Chalav, Mei Chalav, we talk about whey, does not have the din of Chalav. Tosfos comments and says that although there's no isur min haTorah to eat mecholav with meat, it's still asur min rabbanan. The rabbanan asur this, asur eating meat with mecholav, since it has the appearance of milk and could easily be confused with milk, i.e. it's marasayin. The Ramah in Yerdeh Siman Pei Zayin Sif Gimel broadens the concern of Ma'ar Sayin to include any product that looks like milk, even if it's completely unrelated to milk. For example, it's Cholav Shkedim, it's almond milk. He says that it's also to serve meat cooked in almond milk, unless the dish is served together with whole almonds. The presence of the almonds reveal the nature of a liquid and serves to allay the fear of Ma'ar Sayin. People who look at it will know that it's not cow's milk, but it's almond milk. The Badei HaShulchan and Siman Pei Zayin Sif Katan Mem Ches, based on this halacha, writes that when serving parva coffee whitener at a meat meal, one should serve it in its original container so as to make it readily apparent to onlookers that the people are not drinking real milk with their meat meal.